mana turang na marama garbo na wane lewa ena bono libungo New Zealand ibo usimi ena ba city libungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM owa mbule tu weekend na turang na marama garbo na wane lewa ena sana tini kabani nundo mano atene sama ibo kitu kitu ena bono libungo Wellington imbule minaka sabo mbule tu gani ena za tali ena za nimbula ena za ninganga ni wane turang na otisu Kristo kaunita kana bose ni kalou ena na roza ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena bitu mbiri kibikenda ena sigani ndai ndakini mbule ni tabutu ndakini mbule ni tao ndatiku mbule vale senda waru tu mwe mwenye thalaka senda waru tu mwenye loma ni motoka kuna za mga waru mwkina mataka ni sigani ndai sanu ngitabi mwiki nda mwiki kibikenda ena mataka ni sigani kuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 27.2 FM ena sigani ndai kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kalu kini ndua tangile volo ni vingarami ena sigani ndai lako tumbega mai Nisulandi wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli sima sama ilio ni wano tunde itu ena wano wango Nisulandi kama kaitu kitu kena wano wali wango Wellington au sama wambule tuwe ni weekenda ena sige winani kwa na sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena sige winani kwa amba maila umbeka zaka unrobe mbua sima zwata maimba matakira o kandamu maibiti tailevu rewa Serua unamosi Sende ula labi unanonga Matikina usa Sana labu ula umbekina Ausa mambule tugani Ena sige minani kwa Ina yaga tali Ni wani turang Kutsi su Kristo
Amen Ni vasosa wana turang Ni sige minani kwa Kristo Ni chaka mana maiki Nga sali Amen Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we are either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you are in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. Worship centers, so we can Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangasa Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melodikin and for sure, vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the Melodikin, they've been a Katikin and vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand the Lotu New Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. I get on during the court to save in Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love it on my TV in the Mada Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarot Minikun Valibis Kimanis on the change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humble that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humble with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can remember No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because you know it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we come in and dami tukana bi wale nimbula to bi mate sa kambe ko ko buni wae sa sa ni rawa so we can just log wale nimbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the television may kandabu atul may viti atulau ikum do may lawida ken do malombula na bale bune sema tu mai ikum do may no mukela may kambara may mode may koma may otoniata may boto may ono ilau fulang le botaki onge an nimbula binaka may la kemba may didia bune mbula mango katfana tuza nimbula binaka ena sema ta kanisi ni nai may na ese semuala may tutoya botalaki na may nungu ena ni wasu bune muke may matuku nimbula binaka botalaki na may muala nimbula binaka Sen ulah tak mai bunuh batu, kata lagi na mai kandabu, mai zaki ono, kau tu sembuh sarjira. Ini mula binaka. Entah siapa yang melabu, ini mula binaka. Kau tu mai nasosu, mai naviti. Kau kata lagi na kau tu mai alam, mai waya. Darong ada tu kena tu kuni alam nikua. Darong ada binaka tu kuwa na turanga. Hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region. Darong ada nikua na tu kuni alam. We engage. Nana kai tu senaga tiko. Hemeni na kau tu senaga. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. Na kau kubaga tu sah, na dona singa na tombole mai weko. Malitlama. We walk by faith, not by sight. Wala mula kala the weekend na turanga na marama darbono ni lewa daga daba obisa. We stay sa ni todo ni obisa. We lord ni todo ni obisa. Nimbula binaga ni ndusha mati kumai. Sa ni mula labi weekend ni na daga daba matay walu. Dalay na mbuwa mai dalay na maka mai wayabi mai lotoka. Kapatule kuka mai lambasa. Nimbula binaga. We kamba kela ni matay walu. Nimbula binaga. We kamba ndomo na vendel ni nuku mai senai. Nimbula binaga. Mai Syria ina vendela na nimbula binaga. Ena singa binaga ni kuwa. Nero itabi mega robo. Mula tiku weekend Hena singa binaga ni kuwa. Sertala ni mula labi. Weekend na leo imiti ni lakwa angito wa lakaka. Wangande baga muli. Seke muli sa leo ni tunde. Leo ni mulo tunde. Mulo ni tiku kina. Kima misa waga mula tuka ina foswa. Totoka tulan raki. Tobo suwa. Waga lindi marabu. Lalo itu na isa sakulami. Wa ingena kitale nga embasi kalibu mai. Ombe angai viri awa. Waga talaki. Hena ude tambongo. Hena mayasi. Mataka ni singa ni na inda baga bili binaga baga lebu wana kalu. Waga suso manda buwana turanga. Kami kwa ya toka ya samu kwa. Mubu tukuna lange free. Kwa kereza tukuna mata ni singa. Singa ni saumi.
Emeni.
Emeni. Yuko somo na liwa liwa. Yuko somo na wai. Yuko na kalu. Somo na katumai. Uga mailo malangi kina mata ni singa. Merli wii saumi. Nangawla ni yata baba takinoa. Kina lange rao lingua. Usuma lima lingua talingua. Senga baga nduwa ni vau stail. Na lange sulia na kalu. Na singa binaga ni kwa. Kami kenda ni voltambu. Ena mazi una kena wase. Tiliga nduwa. Rusu mga walu. Rusu mga liwa. Kina tol sobulu. Dula kumai vya. Kwa mdu baga ndosa. Ola ni zolata. Ola ni zolata. Ola ni zolata. Eso sa. Ola ni zolata sa andreke. So sa andreke. Andreke sa hara. So sa hara. Hara sa biu. Kaya kato kutisu. Dula kumai vya. Come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load. And I'll give peace to your soul. Kwa dula kumai vya. Kwa mdu baga ndosa. Ola ni zolata. Ni zolata bibi. Auna baga liwa kwa mdu. Hallelujah. Doktor weekend, doktor weekend mendo na nunggu ibu
ah.
Amen. Amen. Ni sarau rau na nunggu ibu angge mamman dan nunggu dolar dolar.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uos tibin doan dua. Kita tutu nabi sureti, gua indo nabi sureti ni uos tibin doan dua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambul apa sedih kalau kau kau kangat sara kemuzungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mana hal talangan aku nama mana nanduri mata ikuaya kendera rere ikuaya kesian talangan itu leka kendera rebuni takarawa Kembali matangani sikanindai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na vinsongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Yungto na kamu siti utiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena daulang atu walewu. Na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endenai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity. And it's a big challenge. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Amen.
and a woman was washing a couple and in the new way. Emily, and I'm going to say, I'm making a new one. It was to get a word. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciples asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. The people to get some gay. Tikondonu. Tikondonu. Ngonangonu. Wasadonu. Amen. Niko tikondala. Wasadala. Tharala. Niko tikondonu. Wasadonu. Donundonu. Sandonu melomala. Nge intonu weiko. Sintonu maimulu. Donu melomala. Intonu weiko. Amen. Nakae zala wana temata. Enondonu wana kalu. Because we are living in a life. Everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabi tuni kwa sana kame ya dona no mungula vaka mevisa ubali la indabika ikona numa ni vina kaviko. Sabe kenda ya varongo tuku meni kwa dona kame ya do emi tu vaka ndo taliki na no mungula. Sana kai kuna kita sana kai vaka dalaka.
Iyo.
Sana kai kwa kavi kwa sandi turumbi akani ya do iya sa ya do. Ini kwa me rongo tuku na ndomi ni kilomi kwa na no no numa etu intu me na no no numa. Na venga iko na numa ndivina kaviko, ndu ndu vina kana numa kwa ndivina kaviko. Yenda na railo malai na sengi rede na kene za vaza. Nge kau kwa viko pati ke yao. Me vakana yao ni loma lai ni menendele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina na nogu na numa, kina numu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikere Singatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Rivaktawa. Via Kavikere Singatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Nanito Valley Sengakina na lounge, open space, but it's Nanito store. Kitona Nondonda Mitimakito Chunakatumini store. Via Singatambu. Na yaya ni nene tu sulu na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na vima adhawa kito na ndandavu kito kito na yetu na langser langa po lotu vita lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nene tu ngunuti Bambakau langa susuraki chikumikina. My father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Geto bata nsinga tabu maya, geto ndamitiko. Osarebe na tamangu, mela to wala kasarebe tamangu. Na bingu nikete kito nandabo, langa seritu na langa poloto nandabo tunga esay tamangu. Gebuki mwenye tamangu na nandamiti kwa kwasa, buki mibi yao, dabo, buki talamuka kanga kwa vyao, tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father, I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gatsile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. But one day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. You're going to tell me, my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit. Yes. You can say, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slaves.
Amen.
They were slaves. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels. What the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I began to...